Hey, thank you for being here. How are you? Great. That's great. That's fine. Good. Good for you. You know, I'm frustrated today. Thank you for listening. All right, here's what we're going to do. I am so damn sick of everything that it's time just to take the broom and sweep everything clean. Everything goes in the garbage, and we replace it with something else that doesn't smell like the old garbage. I'm talking about the government. Now, here's what we're going to do. First of all, we're going to get rid of this president guy, this Trump guy. Man, he's just like, it's like hemorrhoids that no cream can resolve. I mean, first of all, just get rid of him. Just wipe him off the mat. Get him out of here. And everybody who works in the White House, you're all fired. You're all out of here. You work for the American people. I'm an American person. You're fired. Every single one of you. Clean out your desk and be out of the White House by 5 p.m. Every one of you, from the top down. Even if you clean the bedrooms, I still want, you're fired. Everybody's out. The White House chef and the kitchen staff can stay. But everybody else, you are out. The House of Representatives, the Senate, you all are to have your resignations on the table by noon and clean out your desk and be out by 5, just like the White House guys. You can share an Uber. Just get out of town immediately. Every single one of you, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, whatever is left over, all of you, out. You're out. Go home, get a job. Get a good paying job. Look, it's going to be $15 minimum wage soon. Work at McDonald's. I really don't care. Get a job. The unemployment rate is really low. Get out of Washington, go back to your home state, and get a job. Those of you that are in local government, like governors and representatives, you know, not if you work in Washington, just if you work in your state senate, you can stay. You can stay. But you have to be reelected every 2 years. I can't put up with you for 4 years. 4 years is a gigantic chunk of my life. That's a lot of time. I don't have that kind of time to fool around with your pettiness. Every 2 years, you're out of here. You're out of here every 2 years. You can't even run again. You're just gone. You're just gone. State stuff, okay, a little bit different. Maybe I'll be a little more lenient with you because that's a little bit more of a local control kind of thing, state by state. For example, if you live in North Carolina and you don't like the people who represent you in North Carolina, you can move to South Carolina. It's just over the border. Or you can, like, go somewhere else. Go to Tennessee. If you don't like Tennessee, move to Kentucky. I don't care. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you live in the country? Are you going to move to another country? I don't like the way things are going right now. I think I'll move to Sweden. You can't do that. It's not that easy to do. So everybody in federal government, clean out your desk. Get the hell out of here. And I mean it. Get out of here today.
On the air everywhere. This is New England Broadcasting.
Everybody out. Pack them up. Get out of here.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You don't pick your stuff up off the lawn.
Whatever.
I'm throwing them out. Get out of here. Get your stuff out of here. Now. Pack it up, baby. You're gone. Go now. By the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good night.
Good night.
It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Really?
Sit back,
back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm serious. Everybody goes. Everybody goes. It's like a fire sale. Everybody out of the White House right now. You know, one of my dreams, and I don't have many of them, is I used to watch The Apprentice, and I'm so sorry that I did to begin with. I didn't know it would end up like this. But I did used to watch The Apprentice, and one of the things I hated was when Trump would be sitting at his big board table like he was the king of the world. Thank God that never happened, right? And he would lean over and he would point at someone at the other end of the table, a contestant, and say, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. And I thought that was just, that's like everybody's nightmare. I think everybody at some point in their long lives have had a finger pointed at them with the person saying, you're fired. Now get out of here. They're horrible, horrible words. You're fired. And I always wished and dreamed that someday someone would point a finger at Trump and go, you're fired. I think it would be poetic justice, a justice of every type. I can sit here right now as a citizen of the United States, point my finger at Trump and say, you're fired, but he's not going to leave because it's just me. It takes a lot of people to do that. I think that would be so fantastic. In your face, Donald, in your face. How does it feel after all these years to have somebody point a finger at you and say, you're fired, now get out of here? Oh, what a relief it would be. Whew. Whether you like him or not, wouldn't it be fun? Wow, it would be fun. Let's do it. Come on, everybody. Let's get together and do it. Let's fire him. That would be so funny. Yeah, he's the first one to go. And then all of his friends and everybody, Democrats, Republicans, you're all out of here. Every one of you. We're going to start new parties. The Independent Party is going to be the one in the middle. That's going to be the biggest one of all. People that have common sense and can talk things out and stay in the middle and maybe go a little bit to the right, a little bit go to the left, depending on the circumstance, depending on the policy, depending on the argument, depending on the situation. I'll go a little right, I'll go a little left, I'll stay in the middle. It's all depending on a particular issue. You can't just say, I'm a Republican and I vote for everything the Republicans ever say out of their mouths, or I'm a Democrat and I vote for everything that a Democrat ever says out of their mouth. No matter what it is, I will support them. Like I will march to hell with them. I don't march to hell with anybody. I'll march to hell with myself, not with anybody else. Nobody's going to lead me into a fiery pit. I'm sorry, no. And nobody's going to lead me into a beautiful heaven-like cloud either. I'll lead myself to a heaven-like cloud. Let's stop this blindly following the political party, voting along party lines. Stop that. That's so stupid. That is so militaristically stupid. You vote on things, your opinions are based on individual circumstances. You can say, I tend to be on the left or I tend to be on the right, but you must always say that I'm really in the middle. I'll go wherever my heart tells me to go for a particular situation. Come on. What's wrong with all of you? Stop with this party affiliation stuff. The worst of all is this Donald Trump guy. Have you heard of him? He makes speeches all over the place in auditoriums. He makes it on White House lawns, and he says Democrats are horrible, and the press is the enemy of the people. I mean, it's like this guy couldn't divide this country more if he tried. And the only thing that's great about making America great again is Donald Trump. He's just builds himself up. He's the only thing that matters. Trump before country. That should be on the hat. TBC. That should be on the hat. Despicable character. Get him out of here. He divides us. United we stand, divided we fall. He is falling us. Everybody, pack your bags, get out now. You're all fired. You and you and you and you and you, you're fired. I'm putting your stuff out on the lawn. If you don't pick it up by the morning, I'm having it picked up by the rubbish people and thrown out. That includes your desk chairs, your little flag that you put on the desk, the whole bit. It's all going. The pictures of your family, they're all going in the garbage if you don't pack them into a box and take them with you when you leave. If there are any plants or flowers or something, just throw them in the garbage. They're not going to make the trip home with you. I'm putting my foot down. You see where my foot is? It is down. I am down with my foot. You are to get out of my face, to get out of my life permanently. Go back to where you came from and open up a bicycle repair shop or something. Just do something. Occupy your time. Stop ruining other people's lives. I know you don't like what you do. If you're a senator or some kind of a representative, I mean, people hate your guts. Some people love you. Some people hate you. Is that a kind of life to lead? Don't you want to be loved by everybody? Open up a bicycle repair shop. Somebody breaks a bicycle. Bicycle doesn't work. They bring it to you. You fix the bicycle. Everybody will love you. Who could hate you? Who could hate you if you fix their bike? Come on, open up a bicycle repair shop. You'll be loved by everybody that has a bicycle. And I got news for you. People that don't even have bicycles, they will love you too because you're doing something for humanity. You're repairing bicycles. I'm serious, man. There aren't enough of them. Stop serving your country. Serve your bicycles. I don't know how I can make it more clear to anybody. I'm doing the best I can to express myself in a manner that is civil and respectful. If anybody's going to replace anybody in any form of government, the first rule is you must be respectful. You must be nice. You must say really nice things, very, very hopeful things, and you must be respectful of everybody. You don't call people names. You don't try to ruin their reputation. You don't get back at them. You don't hold grievances. You work with other people to come up with the best resolve you can with people that disagree. You find a middle ground and you pursue it. That's what you do. This bullshit is not working out. That's what you do. If you're going to be in government at all, you must be respectful and have the peace of mind to work with other people. Donald, if not, pack your bags, get out, and open up a bicycle repair shop. How many times I can say it? I'm getting tired of it. People don't understand. You just don't get it. You don't understand what this is about. See, there's a lot of people on the earth. There's a lot of people in this country. I believe it's like 340 million people. Wow, it just went up. 340 million people. And you can't please all of them, so let's just try to please all of them. Let's try to bring them all together. There's strength in numbers. You're dividing the whole place up. You're ruining the whole idea. You're just ruining the whole thing. Get it together, man. Dream on. So nice. Don't forget, there's an election coming up.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow. Gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
Was it painful to hear the truth?
It was unbelievably painful.
I know. That was the idea. Sometimes you gotta tell it like it is, man. You are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show. We've been doing this for decades and decades. on the broadcast radio, on the podcast, all over the place. I don't know. I don't know if it's very good or not, but whatever. You can hear us on the Podbean network. They house like over 1,500 episodes. That's a lot. You can hear any one of them going back half a decade ago, as far as the podcasts are concerned. We're also on the SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Every show is posted on YouTube every single day. It just gets annoying. We're on the Amazon Alexa thing, and she's wonderful. She's a wonderful person, this Alexa person. She's not judgy. She doesn't know a lot of stuff, but she's not judgy, and I appreciate that. Hey, some of the people that help out with the program, Jason Shaw, that's the music that you're hearing in the background, also composed the opening theme. Jason Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, give him a hand. Thank you. John Shanahan does all the comedy on this show, all the comedy, what we call bumps, the comedy commercials, announces the opening. John Shanahan, ladies and gentlemen, give him a big hand. Also, Nicole Reed, she books and produces some of the segments on this program. She's also the British babe that you hear at the beginning of the program. And Julie Cochran, thank you. Julie, she's also part of the opening act of the program. And there are other people involved, but for the life of me, I can't really remember who they are because I'm getting older and I can't remember everything. I mean, seriously, I can't remember everything. In fact, I remember that stuff is pretty impressive to me. We have a few guests today that are going to flank me. They're kind of fun people. I kind of like them. They're good people. We're going to talk to the garage girl, Courtney Hansen. She knows everything there is about cars. I know nothing about cars. I know, I used to say, well, you used to put the key in the ignition, but now you don't do that. You press a button. That's all I know about cars. There's a little sticker on my windshield that tells me when I need to get an oil change. I don't even know what that is. I bring it into a dealership. They charge me $700. They change my oil, and they give me a complimentary car wash, and then I go home. And that's the extent of my knowledge of cars, other than they seem to cost a lot of money. That's about it for me. Kelly Edwards will also join us. She's on HGTV, the Home and Garden Television. She has a show, Design on a Dime. And she's going to give us some ideas about making your home a little bit different for the fall. But first, let's check in with Courtney, the garage girl.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Courtney, how you doing?
Good morning. I was just practicing. Good morning.
Oh, you're my first interview. Oh, no. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm excited. I get to practice on you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, sounds like you can change my oil or something. Hey, no, this is good.
I can.
No, it's good to start with the best interview and then go downhill from there.
Yeah.
So this is good. Okay.
Good.
Courtney Hansen is you've seen her on the History Channel, and she's known as the Garage Girl and expert on taking care of your car. Hey, it's the fall season, and most people go out and they buy a fall wardrobe and get ready for the winter, but I guess that's not the only thing you should do.
Yeah, Ron, a new survey by Toyo Tires tells us that more than half of those surveyed would rather spend their time preparing their fall wardrobe and getting their closet ready than preparing their vehicle for the change in season. And I'm all for buying a cool new jacket, but the survey also tells us that a third of the drivers out there are not preparing their vehicles for the winter months, and I'm here to help change that.
I'm amazed that it's that number. I would think that almost nobody does, unless they're really into taking care of their car. And you know, I don't know. There is a lot to be done. I mean, especially when you live in the Northeast and other parts of the country, that's a big switch for a car.
Yeah, and whether you're living in a place like the Northeast where you're getting battered by snow or you only see a slight shift in temperature, I have three quick and easy and low-cost tips that anybody could follow. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
All right. Well, I've been working with the folks at Toyo Tires, so why don't we start there?
Okay.
To check your tire tread, we can use the good old penny trick where you put the penny face down in the tread.
Yes.
And if you can see all of Lincoln's head, your tires are bald, and it is time to replace them.
Wouldn't it be cool if when you put the penny in, Lincoln was bald, and that's how you knew?
That would be cool, Ron.
That'd be.
And then once a month, you also want to take a look at your tires and make sure that there's no excessive or uneven wear and that they don't have any cuts or punctures. If so, you want to go immediately to your local tire dealer.
Yeah.
And then you also want to take a look for any foreign objects that are lodged in there, like rocks or glass or metal.
Yeah. Let me ask you, if you don't take care of your tires and they do start going bald and you don't do anything about it, what are the ramifications of that, of not doing anything?
Dangerous driving, because you're not gripping the road correctly.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the right tire pressure, you could have a blowout. So you just want to make sure that your tires are in good condition.
Okay.
And those are some easy steps there. And then, obviously, you want to be able to see outside your windshield because you need to be driving safely.
Sure.
And your wipers are going to be doing double or even triple duty in the Northeast. And so I recommend changing them yourself. Then you don't have to pay someone later to do it. Mm. And it's easy. You just pop out the old ones and clip in the new one.
That's
simple
cool.
as that.
Okay.
And then the survey also tells us that a third of drivers don't have an emergency kit in their vehicle. And so my advice about that is simple. Get one.
Wow, that was kind of easy.
Yeah.
Do they sell emergency kits in full, or should you put one together yourself?
They do sell them in full. I got mine through AAA, actually. But you can assemble one yourself with a first aid kit, jumper cables, flashlight, flares, hand warmers, energy bar and water, things like that.
Okay. What about windshield wiper fluid kind of stuff? I never know if I'm lower or what. I don't even know how to check that.
Well, you can have somebody do it at a local gas station or just top it off yourself. You can purchase it at an auto parts store or a gas station, and it doesn't hurt to just top it off.
Okay. All right. Doesn't sound very difficult to do.
No, all of this is easy stuff that anybody can do, and it doesn't cost much money at all. Just a new pair of wiper blades and a penny.
Yeah, okay. Do cars perform differently in the winter than in the summer?
Well, I think in any extreme weather conditions, it's a little harder on your engine.
Yeah.
And so you just want to make sure that your car is in the best shape possible.
Okay.
So that you're safe on the roads.
Okay. So these products are available everywhere, or where can I find these products that you're talking about here?
Your local auto parts store or gas station will have them.
All right. Okay, fine. A lot of people are driving through floodwaters, and the weather's getting so extreme these days, it's a little bit scary, actually, to be honest with you. And people are actually driving through some pretty bad road conditions, worse than they would be otherwise, such as a lot of standing water after a minor flood, that kind of thing. Is that a danger to the car?
I mean, it is, and there's always a risk of hydroplaning.
Yeah.
You just have to drive cautiously and pull over if you're in extreme conditions like that, or how about stay home?
I like that part.
Stay home and watch my new TV show.
Yes, and eat plenty of food. That's really
really
important. Okay, where can I get more tips on this and more specifics?
For more tips on tire maintenance, go to toyotires.com.
Okay, perfect. And I'll get myself a penny. I'll have to find a penny somewhere to test my...
Great. And if you find it heads up, you have good luck all day, right?
Yeah. Well, that's another way of looking at it. Sure, sure. Hey, it's great talking to you. How do people follow the Garage Girl?
CourtneyHanson.com, and it's HANSEN, and I'm in social media as well.
Good.
So thank you.
Thanks for the good information, and you have yourself a nice season there.
Thank you for having me on.
Take care. Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
She knows so much about cars. I so much know nothing. I really don't know anything. How many wheels on a car? Are there four now? Wow. Times have changed. What's the thing that they call with the two wheels? What? A motorcycle? Wow, isn't that something? That's almost like a bicycle, isn't it? Which is what most people should go into business with repairing them. bicycle. I don't know how to fix a bicycle either. I don't even understand that. Courtney does a lot of stuff. Courtney does more in 5 minutes than I do in 5 years. That's impressive. I'm always impressed with cars. They're moving computers. They're computers. They're run on computers. What's up with that? Times have changed so much. Remember the Flintstones? There was no floor to the car, and they would take their feet and they would move the car with their feet, and the wheels on the car were square. I could never figure that out because it didn't look all that bumpy. But that was the Stone Age when they had really, you know, really different kind of cars. Ron, they didn't have cars in the Stone Age. They didn't even have people in the Stone Age. What, the Flintstones is wrong historically? What, are you serious? Whatever happened to that TV show, The Jetsons? Do you remember that? That never happened. That should have happened by now. Never happened. There's no space age stuff. People aren't flying around in cars. What the hell are you trying to feed me with that cartoon thing? Unbelievable. Kelly joins us after this word about changing your... Well, it's about placemats. Do you have placemats in your house? No. Get some. And then we'll speak to Kelly about changing her house for the fall season.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make your placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm great. Kelly Edwards is here. She's a home design expert for the Design Network, and... you've seen her on television, on HGTV, and many other series, Design on a Dime. You do a lot of stuff. You also have written a design book, I understand?
I know. It's called The Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. So it's not a cookbook, but it's actually a book with rooms that is built like a cookbook, so it kind of gives you recipes for rooms.
How do you have time to breathe?
Hey, busy's good. If I wasn't busy, I do not know what I would do, let me tell you.
I think you don't mind finding out now and then. Okay. All right. Okay, it's, well, we're getting into autumn here, and things are changing around. So what do we do with our homes to make things seasonal?
Okay, well, I have a couple suggestions for you. Number one is lighting. Now, as an interior designer, I tell all my clients, your design is only as good as your lighting. So you can have the most beautifully designed place, but if your lighting is off, then your whole design will be off. And especially once we get into fall and people start having company over and the holidays start happening, you want to make sure that your lighting looks fantastic. So my first suggestion is that today I'm actually being joined by Lamps Plus, which I'm super excited about because they actually have their Color Plus collection. Now, what this is, it's 100 on-trend designer colors, lamps, in lamps, lighting, and candle holders, which just happens to be new. And what I especially love about the company is that they've been family-owned for over 40 years, which is super important. Nice. And I love the fact that regardless of what color you choose for your lamps, your lighting, or your candle holders, they're all handcrafted and, of course, can be customized to fit any space. So you can only exclusively find it at lampsplus.com. So if you have a chance to do one thing in your home, I always say focus on lighting.
Okay. And of course, we can't see it on the radio, unfortunately. You can hold it up a little higher, but it still doesn't help. So, so where do we? Where can we go to take a look at these lamps?
You can go to lampsplus.com, and you can find everything there.
Okay. What else do you suggest?
Okay, next thing is paint. Obviously, everybody knows that paint can transform a space. And HGTV Home by Sherman Williams literally just announced their 2019 color collections and the 2019 color of the year, which happens to be Reflecting Pool. It's the most gorgeous blue-green shade I've ever seen. Oh, I absolutely love it. Now, what I love about their color collections is that it consists of colors that work together in any combination. So what that means is you can have one color in the combo that you can paint your walls, but then take the other colors and you can accessorize and know that all these colors work together. And it's super easy for people that don't want to hire an interior designer. Maybe they simply can't afford one. You can be your own interior designer in your own house, and no more asking everyone if these paint colors work together, because they certainly will. And you can go to HGTV Home by ShermanWilliams.com to find them. Or, of course, HGTV Home by Sherman Williams Infinity Paint can actually be found at Lowe's if you just want to go to Lowe's.
Very nice. You could do that, too. Recently, I did an accent wall in my living room. I love accent walls because they just pop out. And then we got stuff that was colored to, not to match, but to accessorize that color on the wall. And now people come in the house and go, that's one incredible wall, Ron. And I never thought anybody would say that to me.
It's the little things.
Yes.
It's kind of the little things.
Yes.
It's the little pops of color. So that's a good point. Let's say you're scared of color, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to paint my entire room. Paint a wall.
Yeah.
People are going to notice it, and it's going to look, especially if you go like a dark wall in a light room, that will really pop, and then put some colors in front of it, and you're good to go.
Nice stuff. Wow. Okay, I feel like I owe you money here, because you're giving me some great interior decorating ideas for free. What else do you have?
Okay, my last tip is obviously with fall coming, the holidays are going to approach very, very quickly, and that means that the two places we need to focus on is the kitchen and the bathroom, right? So I'm going to give you some tips for your bathroom.
Okay.
Now, obviously, I know as an interior designer, all my clients' needs and tastes are different. So Kohler is actually such a great company because they realized that too, so they actually came out with their components line. Now, what that means, it's an interchangeable line of bathroom faucet elements that offer a wide range of modern minimalist options for composing a finished space. So the faucet collection is actually equipped with several forward-thinking design elements that you can accurately control the water flow and the temperature. Now, I have a client right now, and her and her husband like two different water flows and two different temperatures. So you can accurately control that. This is why I love this product. But what I really love about this product is they have three spouts and four levers, all which are interchangeable. So let's say you like one spout, but you like a different lever, you can just mix and match those.
That's incredible.
That's the thing, is that people will go there, and like if you walk down a big box store, you're going to find a faucet, and it's going to be, here's your faucet, and here's your levers.
Yeah.
This actually allows you to mix and match, and honestly, I love the fact that they have matte black and they have rose gold. I don't know if you're a rose gold guy, but let me tell you, the ladies out there love the rose gold,
like,
and I actually just put it in one of my clients' home, and she loves it. So you can go to Kohler.com and find that, too.
See, that's something you can't change on a whim, because it costs like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a plumber to come in to change the whole thing. This is crazy.
It's, you know what, it's awesome, because I feel like it gives you flexibility when it comes to picking out your faucets and fixtures, especially in your bathroom. I mean, you use your bathroom every day. Why not have the most beautiful things in your bathroom?
I do use it every day. How did you know that?
It was just a guess.
Okay. And you shouldn't leave the plunger next to the toilet, am I correct?
Oh, no, you do not leave the plunger or your toothbrush on the countertop. That's my rule.
Okay.
I'm a huge stickler of if you
there
leave
you
your toothbrush on the countertop and your guests come in and see it, that's awful.
I knew it. As soon as you knew that I went to the bathroom every day, I had a feeling you knew that too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's review the places we can go for these good ideas.
Okay, so if you want to focus on lighting, you can go to lampsplus.com. If you're interested in paint, you can go to HGTV Home by ShermanWilliams.com, or you can certainly just go to Lowe's, because their product is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're interested in the interchangeable bathroom fixtures, you can go to Kohler. Kellyedwards.com. Most beautiful things you've ever seen, I promise
okay.
you that.
Now, what if they wanted to follow this person, Kelly Edwards, there? How would you do that?
You go to KellyEdwardsInc.com, and everything's there. And you could buy my book on Amazon.
There you go. Hey, there you have it. Hey, great talking to you today, Kelly.
Oh, great talking to you, Ron.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a wonderful person. She's wonderful. I mean, seriously. Learned about cars today. Learned about keeping your home looking different when the seasons change. I don't know what else I can do for you, short of charging you large amounts of cash for this information. But I'm too stupid to do that, so you get away with a lot of stuff here. Join me again tomorrow for another show. Until then, I wish you peace.